7.
Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of our show. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you this evening, and of course, as I mentioned just a moment ago, Free Talk Live is live. It's pretty unusual to hear live programming on a Sunday evening on the radio, but we do the show 7 nights a week, lucky for you, and we also give away all of our archives for free as a podcast, which you can find at freetalklive.com. And the show's on from 7 to 10 Eastern Time every single night of the week. We take your calls here on Free Talk Live. It is an open phone show. You can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. And the way to call us is by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can also get in touch with us on Skype at lrn.fm. Gentlemen, there's been something going on that I've been paying some attention to. Does the word prism mean anything to either of you?
It does mean something to me.
It's part of that NSA scandal thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not just a piece of glass that refracts
there's that
light.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty hot story. It's actually something I've covered on my show, Sovryn Tech. You can go to sovryntech.com to look into that. But
So tell me more about it, since you are a technology podcaster, Brian. What is the PRISM program?
PRISM is, obviously, that's an acronym. But it's an electronic surveillance program. It's something the NSA has been doing for at least 6 years, where supposedly, and this is kind of key, that it is up to debate, even amongst people of a libertarian persuasion, I'll say, whether or not some of this is even going on, or at least in certain places if it's going on. And what it is it's saying that the NSA has access to Yahoo, Microsoft, Apple, Google,
Verizon,
AT&T,
a whole slew of companies that they essentially have backdoor access built in to the servers for all these companies.
Now, this has been speculated on for, frankly, years.
Yeah, a lot of this kind of thing. I mean, there's, like, with AT&T, they've done it, you know, I mean, like, Verizon's a big story that came out this week, too, that Verizon is giving all their user data to the government,
right,
willfully. But AT&T
is supposed to have done that today, too, that new story came
out.
Well,
actually, there's a, it's called Room 641A, and what it is, it's a series, that's the one room that they've proven, and it's a series of rooms that, in, like, apartment buildings all over the country, that have surveillance equipment built into them that can, like, receive mobile signals and all this stuff. And that was made by AT&T. So Verizon, you know, the big story this week was Verizon, but AT&T's been doing it since 2003 as well.
So why in the world would AT&T rent an apartment in order to surveil themselves?
Well, it's for the government. The AT&T gave the government the equipment and the ability
contractor.
Yeah, AT&T, it's really the NSA doing it. But AT&T was the company that said, okay, this is how you do it, and we'll give you the equipment to do it.
Well, why not just turn over the information to the NSA rather than setting up all these rooms to surveil stuff?
Well, because this stuff will work on more than just AT&T.
I see.
Yeah. And with PRISM, there's a lot of nastiness with the PRISM system in that, As part of the PRISM program, essentially, these companies, it's by law that these companies cannot get sued by users,
right,
if the users find out that that their information was infringed.
Right, and that's relatively recently. There was some kind of ruling or executive order or something that basically said that, yes, these companies now can work with the government and with impunity. It doesn't matter what kind of privacy concerns you have. The company itself is safe.
Yeah, they can't get sued. So there's no loss to them for doing this.
Yeah, so it essentially obliterates privacy.
Right, and it is important to note that Twitter apparently has not taken part of PRISM. Not to say that Twitter's a bunch of good guys, but...
Yeah, don't they give the Australian government... weren't they, like, deleting tweets or
something? Yeah, what they'll do is that if the government contacts Twitter, and this we know this is true in Australia and Saudi Arabia, if the government contacts Twitter and says, you need to take this post down, or we want you to take down any post that follows this line of thinking, you're going to take it down. And they will do that. Granted, they're legally forced to do it in those countries because... especially like Saudi Arabia, it's absolutely tyrannical.
I'd rather see a company legally forced to do something than them just jumping all over themselves to give more and more information
yeah.
to these government bureaucrats, because there's insatiable desire by governments around the world for information. They just can't turn away from it. It's crack to these organizations.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it's so crazy because there's a lot of memes going around on the internet saying that the people of the United States wanted a president that would listen to every single American, and now they have one.
Wow, yeah.
You know, I think that it's... Okay, so it's convenient to go after Barack Obama for this, but this isn't anything new.
No, this was put in place during Bush, I believe.
Right. I mean, governments 200 years ago, if given the opportunity to go through everybody's posted Pony Express mail, would do it.
Yes.
I mean, that's what they would do because they could. And that's why they created the Fourth Amendment, to have protections. That's why they would not, people in America wouldn't vote for the new Constitution without the Bill of Rights. And, you know, the Bill of Rights, it's nothing any longer. It's really nothing any longer. It's not even a speed bump for these people.
Yeah, I mean, and there, you know, with the Bill of Rights, you know, a lot of people, as far as their internet privacy, they think that falls under the Fourth Amendment. But even the justice system has said that, no, it's only if there's like a cookie put on your computer that becomes applicable to the Fourth Amendment. So, I mean, they turn it into a mess themselves.
Yeah.
There's no justice to be had there in the legal system.
This is what 1984 looks like in practice.
Yes.
We now know there's a, you know, $2 billion database in Utah, right, for
yeah.
storing everybody's communications. The NSA apparently has backdoor access to all these companies.
Supposedly.
If they ask, if any law enforcement agency asks to see Facebook private messages or Google Mail or whatever, or text
right.
messages, those companies will gladly hand it over pretty much without much of a fight, I think it's fair to say.
Oh, don't forget that the IRS is going after organizations that want lower taxes, and that the Obama administration has been found to be chasing after AP reporters. I mean, you know,
right.
the scandals keep lining up
yeah.
for this administration, and this happens every second administration. Every second administration, there's always a scandal, but people just keep on voting in that second term for presidents.
Yeah.
Yeah, when are they going to realize that voting is a suggestion box for slaves, right? It doesn't change anything.
Yeah,
that's how it seems.
Yeah.
Now, this is where things get confusing, is because there are some very respectable, even in, say, the liberty circles of the world, people who are coming out and saying that Google has no part in this. There's been employees that have come out and said that if they thought this was going on and they would know, that they would have left the company already, and in fact that they're proud of working for Google.
What if they didn't know about it?
Well, their claim is that they should have, and if they didn't, that's even worse, perhaps. But this is where, for me, it becomes very confusing, because Google in particular, in fact, there's a story last week that we didn't get to on Free Talk Live, where the Supreme Court had to force Google to say, no, we don't need to give you a warrant for us to look at the stuff.
Right.
So if the government already had access to their information, what is this legal battle? Is it a dog and pony show? You know, what is that? Mm. So it's very, very confusing.
Well, there are these drive-through courts. Have you guys ever heard of these, where they literally approve 100% of
yep.
all search warrants within
yep.
like 24 hours?
Right.
And they're called drive-through courts.
Right. But, and I mean, you know, this is the judicial system working with the executive system. The idea that I heard in civics class is that these systems were sort of at war, and that they would somehow
check and balance.
Yeah, checks
right?
and balances. What kind of check and balance is there when a judge just rubber stamps every
yeah.
search warrant
well,
that comes through?
The check and balance is they check the box and then they balance their bank account with some more donations or whatever.
I don't know.
So,
it's just crazy.
The interesting thing is how did we actually, this is the big question, how did we get this information? How did we find out? Because this didn't come out of a FOIA request.
No, actually, that's a great segue into the article that I wanted to talk about, which is from The Guardian. Surprise, surprise, it's a non-U.S. based newspaper that's reporting on this.
It does seem very difficult to get domestic news organizations to report on the domestic,
whistleblowers.
The whistleblowers and the scandals that are going on in this administration.
Yeah, the Guardian's the only one that'll give Bradley Manning the time of day, too.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
So the individual responsible for one of the most significant leaks in U.S. history is Edward Snowden. And we're going to find out more about that in moments here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Glad to be with you this evening. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. take advantage of our website and download archives of our show, which is on 7 nights a week, for free. You can even get old archives by going to archives.freetalklive.com, going back to 2006. But the most recent 7 nights of the show are right up there at the top of the page on the website, freetalklive.com.
There are all kinds of problems with having a prostate that is not in optimal health. Among other things, you have to go to the bathroom more often, get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. It can take longer to do that same job. A healthy prostate can, you know, from PT9 from Chamonix, it has 6 natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to do all these things to help you with your prostate in all kinds of different ways. In fact, PT9 has ingredients shown to boost your testosterone levels, too. All in one pill. Prostate and testosterone. So, give it a shot. If you've got if you've got issues getting up in the middle of the night, it's a good idea to take these all-natural ingredients from Chamonix and see how they work for you. Give them a call at 800-543-5833. It's 800-543-5833. And it comes with an introductory half-price trial offer and a 6-month money-back guarantee. 800-543-5833.
Funny fact about the prostate, it actually is shaped more like a heart than the heart.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was kind of almond-shaped.
It's like a walnut, but it does have
that little 2 indent.
Lobes. Yeah. It's very.
So have you seen one or just pictures?
I've seen them and felt them.
there you go. I mean, by the way, we should mention today, there's some big news for...
It's not that big of a news.
It's big news!
Big news.
I've got to say, I was moved, touched, and inspired by the photo I saw on Facebook today, which was Stephanie in her full-on doctoring gear. She was graduating from Dartmouth College.
Yeah.
University, I should say.
Well, yeah, it's a college, I guess. I don't. Really,
it's a college and
really
a university. Universities do the stuff beyond bachelor's degrees.
Right, but I received my PhD, and I was really excited about that. I worked on it for a long time.
Yay, yeah. You know, and I mean, it's so funny. Anybody can learn things on the internet, but that clothing, when I saw it, it really moved me. I mean, right? You put a lot of time and energy into getting that clothing, and people just don't wear that clothing around any old time.
Well, also, I think the photographer was pretty great.
The photographer was Brian.
Which happened to be me.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of what I did, but basically today I put on a silly outfit and picked up my piece of paper. So
I'm so proud that you got that piece of paper.
Thank you, Mark.
I appreciate
your support.
I don't want to say anything against anybody who has educated themselves, but man, oh man, you put the time and energy into getting that particular thing, and it is really something.
Yeah, thanks so much. It feels great to be recognized. And I bet a lot of people graduated this weekend, so congratulations to all the graduates out there.
Is this the kind of weekend for that? Yeah, early June, sure enough.
Yeah, I think so. So, all right, well, I wanted to talk about Edward Snowden, who's the whistleblower on this PRISM scandal that we touched on in the last segment, but Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in, and we do give the callers priority at 855-450-FREE. So let's talk first with Howie, listening in Philadelphia. Hey, Howie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Doc, Brian, and Mark. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Howie. What's on your
mind? That's my nickname for you, Stephanie. I'm so proud of you also. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
It's really good. I just wanted to call in, and I'm glad you got me before you started your topics, because I don't want to derail stuff, but... I was introduced really with Mark Emery. He's a cannabis activist in Canada who's serving.
Oh, yeah.
Been serving 5 years in federal prison for selling seeds.
Yeah, he's been a friend of Free Talk Live for a long time.
He's a friend of Free Talk Live, and Jody Emery is a friend of the show. And I just
wanted to call in
and say, yes, that's his lovely wife, and she's an awesome person. But
yeah.
And her and Mark are just like incredible people. And they've become like friends of mine. I was actually really introduced to them because of the show. When Mark first got put in federal prison, Jody Emery came on the show, and she was interviewed by Ian and Mark, and she just told the plight of what he was going through. He was just new to federal prison, and he was put in solitary like right away because he did an interview on the phone that for some reason angered his captors.
I remember it being moving to the point of tears. Like, I mean, I think there were lots of people listening who cried myself included, hearing about that. I think Ian was crying at one point hearing about it, and just a horrible story.
It is. It's just so wrong because, you know, Mark and Jody are just regular people. They're just human beings, and they, you know, have courage enough to stand up, and they speak out about a plant. You know, Mark Emery never sold drugs to anybody. He's being persecuted because he sold seeds to a health plant.
And because he was an activist, and he had political views that didn't mesh with the establishment.
Exactly, and also from what I hear is that the feds admit that he was targeted because of political reasons also. And it's all, like, very documented in the literature. But the reason why I'm calling, Stephanie, is because I just found out, like, a couple days ago, I checked the Cannabis Culture website often because I write Mark often. He's a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just as a correspondence, you know, I never met the guy in person, but I started writing him in, like, a very particularly hard time in my life. And over these years that he's been incarcerated, the guy writes me back, and he's, like, mm-hmm. he's a good guy, and he's, like, shows concern, and, like, I care about him. He got put in solitary. Like, he's involved with this prison band, and they're, like, the prison guards, like, took pictures, and it's, like, a story. I mean, I posted a link on the chat, but...
Oh, on the Free Talk Live chat,
really
which...
Anybody wants to find a story, they could look on Cannabis Culture, but it's totally... The reasons why they're putting them in solitary are just so wrong, and it's, like...
Oh, it's like Bradley Manning. It's just an extra form of punishment.
Yes.
You know, putting somebody in solitary is, it's torture, you know, like, not to minimize worse forms of torture, but that's a pretty horrible thing to do to a human being, depriving them of contact. Often it involves sleep deprivation, leaving the lights on all night, keeping them on watch. They had to be nude.
The only person that should be in solitary confinement is somebody who's a danger to other people. And, like, somebody who's going to slit the throat of another person. Mark Emery has not been accused of anything like that.
Right.
Or has tuberculosis or something. And
that makes some sense, too.
Yeah.
I know, and if you read these posts that are going on Twitter, it breaks your heart because it's killing, like, Jody is so worried about it, her husband. Like, they say they're putting him in, like, this cell. They took away all, like, the basic needs that a usual prisoner has. And he's wearing socks with, like, holes in them, and they give him, like, an orange jumpsuit, and like, he said he was in, like, he said another prisoner lit a fire in the SHU, what they call it.
The shoe,
segregating housing. And he said that the smoke filled his cell, and Mark thought he was going to die. I mean, this is just so wrong. So I just, thanks for listening to me and taking time to talk to me. I mean, people are all divided about how they feel about medical marijuana or marijuana. It's not about that. It's about human beings trying to help each other. It's about personal liberty, and it's about just not hurting anybody else, you know?
Yeah, so basic human compassion. Thank you so much, Howie. We definitely have a lot of compassion for Mark on the show, and we're thinking of him for sure, trying to figure out ways to help. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. More coming up.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is the number to call if you want to talk with us tonight. You can also call us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact. And check out the studio cam if you want to watch us do the show, if you want to turn it into a TV show, see what we look like. It's up and running right now, and it's at cam.freetalklive.com. There you'll also find a chat room where you can chat and meet and maybe hook up with other Free Talk Live listeners. And find the link that maybe Howie posted just a few moments ago. I don't know if you can scroll back and see history, but you can probably get someone to repost it for you.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that, but the best way if you want somebody to see a link is to probably post it on the Facebook page.
Right.
Just go there and post it at facebook.freetalklive.com, or you can just search for Free Talk Live on Facebook. Probably the easiest thing to do is go to facebook.freetalklive.com because there are probably other groups called Free Talk Live out there. You know, pretenders, as it were, which is fine, but, you know, it won't be the official group with, like, 10,000 people in it.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so we're going to go right to the phones before we start talking about Edward Snowden again, the whistleblower in the PRISM situation. Let's talk with Pizza Guy, listening in Fargo, North Dakota. Hey, Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie. There's kind of a secret about me that isn't really public knowledge.
Oh, my.
It's going to be here.
I have a really, really bad OCD, and okay. I'm a hypochondriac. And so, you know, mostly I have it under control, but every once in a while, some way or another, I convince myself I have cancer. And I figured you're a doctor, so I talked to you about it. The only thing I know, honestly, to get rid of it, because it's like a song stuck in my head. It's like toxic thoughts that I just can't get out. And the only way to get rid of it is to talk about it. So
okay, wait a second. You don't think you have cancer because there's a song stuck in your head, right? Like there's a comparison here.
No, it's like a song.
It's like a song. I just want to make sure that I understand what. Okay.
He can't get away from that thought, right?
My house has gotten figured out. My business is actually starting to take off. We're taking off.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Bravo.
Wow. Yeah. I'm really happy for you.
Things are starting to work out, and life is getting good for me. I'm on the precipice of success here, and that's usually the biggest trigger for me. And so it's pretty intense. So I went searching on my body, as is my repetitive behavior, and, of course, I found an asymmetrical lump. You know, I got a lump under one side of my jaw that I don't have on the other side of my jaw, and it's hard and immobile, so therefore it has to be cancer, and I can't stop thinking about it. What do you do?
It sounds like a bone.
Well, asymmetrical, probably not.
Okay.
So, I mean, one thing it could be is, just have to preface this in standard disclaimer, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a biomedical scientist. So, you know, take this with a grain of salt. This isn't medical advice or anything like that. But there are things in our necks called lymph nodes. You know, there are lots of lymph nodes in our neck.
But it's immobile. I mean, a node's going to move around, right?
Sometimes they get, like, scarred and they're not as mobile.
Okay.
You know, but if it would give you some peace of mind, pizza guy, I don't know, do you know any doctors who take bitcoins or barter, or could you afford to go and just get it checked out for some peace of mind?
Well, yeah, you know, and that's the thing with this mental illness. One of two things can happen. I know because I've played this game before, so I'm just calling mostly just to talk it out. But I've played this game before. I go to the doctor, and one of two things will happen. Either they will order a bunch of tests, which I cannot afford, or they will tell me I'm fine, which I will not believe. And so it's a real catch-22.
Yeah, I can see how that would be because, I mean, really, that's what it comes down to is the doctor is either right or wrong when they say you're fine, and the only way for them to prove themselves wrong, which is what science is all about, proving yourself wrong, is to order a bunch of tests, which are, you know, expensive. They don't actually make the doctor wealthy because the tests go to the lab, so you're making money for the lab. And
right, and sometimes, you know, when you go, there is something to be said for over-diagnosis, too. Basically, you know, if you do a test, sometimes you're going to find false positives, or if you go looking, sometimes you're going to find something, right? But maybe that thing would never kill you or never hurt you. It's just something that you'll find on a test. And so there is a risk to going to a doctor, too. You know, it's not just like impossible to be diagnosed or have some intervention that actually hurts you more than it helps
you. It's kind of like the prostate. We were just talking about prostates. It's kind of like the prostate is like there's some of people, men over the age of 60 or something like that. There's a high percentage of people that have diseased prostates.
Right.
And if you go for a test, they're going to tell you your prostate's diseased. But if you never did anything about it, you would likely die before your prostate killed you.
Yeah, you die with it rather than because of it. And there's a great book called, I think it's called, Should I Get Tested for Cancer?
I don't know, but that's a great title for a book.
By Gilbert Welsh. And Gil Welsh is somebody that I actually know and have met because he was at Dartmouth. But I'll find the title of it, but it's a great book, and it tells you, like, some of the risks of over-testing, you know, and finding these incidental things is definitely one of them. And then you get these interventions, these very invasive treatments that really have a lot of side effects. They're not benign, you know, but most people think that there's no risk to, you know, doing a lot of testing and screening, and you can never be too safe about.
But sure enough,
like
there are risks.
But there are risks, absolutely. So I'll find that out. We can post it on
Pizza
our Facebook
guy, you better
page.
Not get these tests. They could kill you.
it is an issue of probability, right? I'm a 27-year-old man. What's the like? And this is my stress coping mechanism. I've played this game before. I've always come out healthy. It's always for whatever reason. Well, cancer is an easy go-to because its symptom is life.
Right.
You know, so you know, I mean, what's the probability that a 27-year-old man who has OCD won the cancer lottery, you know what I mean, and just happened that his cry wolf fetish is the one that has come to finally get him, right?
Well, I can tell you your probabilities are going to go up as time goes by.
Right. Well, at least I don't smoke anymore, so.
There you go. Stop that.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, do you think
that's my prescription for you. Don't smoke.
Let me ask you this.
He already took the prescription. It's great.
Do you feel Do you feel any guilt about the time that you smoked?
No, I miss smoking. It's like an old friend. It's like an old friend that lives in another town. Well, just because I know, because logically I know the health benefits are risks and problems, and I was sick of just being winded all the time. And what happened is I got really, really sick, and I went, and like my longest record up until then was 12 hours without a cigarette, and I ended up going a whole week without smoking because I just couldn't breathe, let alone puff on a cigarette. So that's how I quit. And I never told myself I'm done smoking. I just said to myself, I wonder how long I can go. And it's been a couple of years.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a great achievement.
I was asking about that because, you know, it's pretty common. Sometimes when people maybe have a hookup or like a one-night stand and they may feel some shame or guilt about it, they may imagine that they have gotten an STD or they may think that's more likely. And often it just has more to do with, like, that's a manifestation of the guilt and shame. It's not that they're actually more likely to have picked something up, right?
So let me get this straight. They feel bad for the one-night sexual escapade, and then they ask the doctor to take a look at it for them?
Or they think, well, I must have gotten an STD from that or something.
Every itch becomes a potential herpes popping up. This can come up anywhere between the next day and several years. And the thing about herpes is 1 in 4 adults has genital herpes. Just think about that.
Oh, yeah. Most people never... some people have no symptoms. They've been in... Herpes is a weird thing. And by the way, it doesn't itch. But herpes is weird because, you know, there are herpes viruses, right? And when they infect you, it's a cold sore or genital herpes. And when those viruses infect you, they stay in your body for a lifetime. There's no way to... You don't eradicate them. Now, your immune system... Yeah, your immune system can suppress them to the point where you never get an outbreak again. You may only have one outbreak, or you may never have any symptoms. But you could test positive for having had herpes at some point in the past. So if someone gets a positive test, are they likely to infect anybody else? I don't know. People who have no symptoms can also be shedding the virus, so it's kind of a crapshoot when it comes to herpes. But is it really that bad? Is it really going to hurt you that much?
Quarter of the
sometimes. Yep, sometimes and sometimes not. Pizza Guy, if you got more, hang on the line. I think this is kind of interesting. And this is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. If you have a comment, you want to give some advice for Pizza Guy.
7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Visit our website. It's freetalklive.com. We have dozens of radio affiliates on the Sunday night show, 2XM channels, satellite, and online streams, as well as offering a podcast. There's tons of ways to listen to Free Talk Live, and even more, over 100 radio affiliates for Free Talk Live weekday and Saturday shows. So you can find all those at listen.freetalklive.com. Just an easy way to curate all the different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears.
You know, I've been getting gear from ManVentureOutpost.com for years now, and I just got a big package. And one of the things that I got was this cool knife that I used today. You guys came by the house, and we were out in the vegetable garden. And
yeah, your knife cut some asparagus.
That's right. I cut some asparagus off for you, and it's great. It's a handy little knife that I got from ManVentureOutpost.com. And they've got all kinds of gear there for the outdoor enthusiast. You don't have to be a farmer like me.
You are quite the farmer.
My wife does the garden.
Straw
I just show it off.
They've
got ammunition and scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned organization. As I've said, I've been doing business with them for years. You can trust them. And this is the one thing that really makes ManVentureOutpost.com stand out. They've got rock-bottom prices. Everything I've ever ordered from them, it's the lowest I've been able to find anywhere. Go check them out. Before you buy any outdoor gear, go to ManVentureOutpost.com and check them out. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. And by the way, you can call Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE or on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact. We were talking with Pizza Guy about his OCD. I guess you called it OCD, but have you ever had that as like a professional diagnosis, Pizza Guy, or are you self-diagnosing there?
No, that's what the doctors called it. It's pretty debilitating. I mean, I can't.
Yeah.
It's not something I can control. It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
It's like Pascal's Wager of Hell. Right,
so,
what if I lose by going to the doctor and being tested, and, you know, maybe a little money, but what do I lose by not getting tested and actually having something? Well, death. My life has infinite value, so it's infinite against any other number. It's going to be bigger.
Yeah, you're talking about OCD surrounding sort of medical
diagnosis.
Yeah. Right. Hypochondria.
I have something I'd like to suggest that you look into, and that it's called cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's basically changing some thoughts that are surrounding this issue that enable you to sort of get free of this pattern of continuously, like, ruminating on these. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I think this is something you can potentially even explore on your own without necessarily hooking up with a therapist that you like, because they can be hard to find and expensive sometimes, too. And I know you've had this house issue.
You're not called Pizza Guy because you're rich.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would suggest, you know, just do some research on it online. One more time, it's cognitive behavioral therapy, or called CBT sometimes. You know, you might find that it's something you're interested in. Honestly, I find it interesting because I think, like you, Pizza Guy, consider myself a skeptic. I'm sort of like a rationalist, and it's really about changing irrational thought patterns and fixing these sort of bugs in the brain and making ourselves a little more logical so that we can get more psychological freedom. So if you're interested, you may want to check that out.
I'll definitely have to do that. Yeah, I recognize it as irrational. You know, like mm-hmm. I say, if you run the probability, it's not going to happen. But
yeah.
I guess this kind of therapy somehow helps you break that chain, that self-feedback loop, huh?
Yes, that is exactly what it's meant to do.
It's free to search it on the internet.
Thank you so much for the call, Pizza Guy. Good luck with that. Appreciate your thoughts tonight.
What's the root of this CBT?
What's the root?
What does it do that makes you think different? God knows, we all need to think different.
Okay, I'm going to pull up some information on this, but basically there are some...
Yeah, I don't mean to catch you on a flat-footed on it.
No, I mean, it's something that I love to talk about because it's really interesting to me. I mean, I've only kind of looked into it in a cursory way. I haven't done, like, you know, hard work on it myself, but basically there are some common thought patterns that people get into that end up kind of harming them psychologically. So irrational thought patterns, like maybe like black and white thinking, like either this person either loves me or they hate me, you know, and it can't be in between, or my parents were either completely good or they were completely evil. There's no middle ground.
Right.
You know, that would be an example of black and white thinking. And if you can break out of that pattern, you might be a little happier because
sure.
you can see certain shades of gray. Right. So that's just one example of maybe a thought pattern that isn't completely compatible with reality and logic. And that's something that I think CBT could help somebody break. Yeah, and I mean, with someone who has OCD, with somebody who's obsessing about a certain issue, right, I'm guessing that he's kind of stuck in this loop, right? He's like, oh, crap, you know, what do I do? I'm really scared that I have this health problem. If I go to the doctor, they're going to order a bunch of tests, or they're going to tell me that I'm fine and I won't believe them. And, you know, maybe thinking about why... he wouldn't be willing to believe that he could be fine would be a place to start there. So I'm not sure where to go. He's got to kind of take that on his own, but that's where I would start if I were having that problem. So
interesting.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this PRISM thing again, shall we?
Yeah, let's. Did we get anywhere on it?
We didn't get into the Guardian article, but that's okay. I mean, we rarely get into our show prep here on Free Talk Live anyway. So this is, of course, covered by the Guardian, the UK-based newspaper, surprise, surprise, covering U.S. Scandals. The individual responsible for one of the most significant leaks in U.S. political history is Edward Snowden, a 29-year-old former technical assistant for the CIA and current employee of the defense contractor Booz Allen Hamilton. Snowden has been working at the National Security Agency for the last 4 years as an employee of various outside contractors, including Booz Allen and Dell. The Guardian, after several days of interviews, is revealing his identity at his request. Now, this is really interesting. This guy says later on in this article that he basically gave up a $200,000 a year job and a really comfortable life because he couldn't live with the knowledge that people's privacy was being eroded and people didn't know about it.
Can you imagine what it takes for an individual to say, yeah, I'm going to give up that $200,000 a year to do
and potentially
the right thing?
Risk becoming Bradley Manning.
Yeah,
potentially.
How bad is the situation that you're willing to do that? I mean, like, how... Yeah, I'm just trying to picture that. I mean, this guy's planning on staying in Hong Kong the rest of his life, you know, and never come home, you know, as much as he wants to.
Yeah.
And
it's got to get pretty bad for you to get to that point where you're so, you just can't live with it anymore.
You have to do something. Like I said, there's a lot of people writing off this PRISM thing, but for a guy to take it that seriously makes it very, very hard to believe that it's something that isn't real. I mean, the government's already admitted that, yes, it's true, but it's all these companies that have been accused, you know, by Snowden, that are, you know, that are causing the confusion in it. But really, I mean, why risk, if the stakes weren't that high, why risk your life like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Guardian is revealing his identity at his request. From the moment he decided to disclose numerous top secret documents to the public, he was determined not to opt for the protection of anonymity. I have no intention of hiding who I am because I know I have done nothing wrong, he said. Good for him. I feel really inspired when I hear something like that.
You know,
that's really courageous.
One news story can get the American, a good portion of the American public whipped up about how this guy's a traitor, though. I mean, the right news story and the right, from written by the right commentator, and in this point, it's the Republicans backing this guy because he's going after, because he happens to be turning during the Obama administration. If this was during the Bush administration, these same people would be calling for his head. And by calling for his head, like, I mean calling for his head. I pointed out Bradley Manning. I put a post on the Free Talk Live page about Bradley Manning. And, you know, some dude said, hang him. Now, he didn't say he should spend a certain amount of time in prison for, whatever, putting people's lives in danger or anything like that. He said, hang him. Now, I can only assume that that's what he means because that's what he said.
Now, you know, it's important to point out that the internet is primarily based in America. Okay, like the most of the internet comes through America. So if you did, like, the thing with Prism is it's designed to watch foreigners. That's its stated purpose. It's designed to watch foreign communications coming in and out of this country, or coming in anyway. And,
you know, I have a good friend who lives in Canada.
Right.
Me too.
Sure.
I have a couple of them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem is, okay, so what's the filter? Let's say Prism was, okay, fine, we need to watch the terrorists. What's the filter to make sure they're watching just terrorists and not us? The only filter is that the person has to be 51, the person who's looking at the information at the NSA has to be 51% sure that it's from a foreigner. Just 51%.
Wow. That's pretty thin.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody could fall under that.
So Snowden will go down in history as one of America's most consequential whistleblowers alongside Daniel Ellsberg and Bradley Manning. He's responsible for handing over material from one of the most secretive organizations, the NSA. More on the way here on Free Talk Live, 855 450 free. Tell us what you think of government spying on us. More coming up.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at fieldwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at fieldwithclubs.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at fieldwithclubs.eu. No deals are haunted to make this advertisement.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.